The United States has counted 115 suspected cases of severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS. No one has yet died of the new pneumonia in this country. By comparison, influenza strikes 95 million Americans every year and kills more than 20,000. But as NPR's Richard Knox reports, anyone who doubts the seriousness of SARS should look at what's happening in Canada's largest city.
Toronto residents who call Scarborough Grace Hospital these days get a warning to stay away.
For infection control and prevention, patient visiting is suspended until further notice.
SARS has turned Scarborough Grace from a bustling community hospital into a hot zone. Instead of its usual 300 inpatients, the hospital contains only about 50, 10 with SARS. Dr. Attila Tourguy is the chief physician. He says nobody gets into Scarborough Grace or any Toronto hospital these days unless they have a very good reason and a clean bill of health.
Anyone who walks in into any hospitals in Toronto, before they get in, we're checking their temperature and we're asking the SARS symptoms and we are putting them under respiratory precautions.
Tourguy says the hospital's staff is just as afraid of SARS as the public.
Each day we come here, we check with each other who is doing what. If someone has a simple cough due to regular winter conditions, has nothing to do with SARS, everyone is concerned, worried, caring, checking with each other.
So far, SARS has struck more than 130 people in Greater Toronto and killed seven. All Toronto hospitals are on what they call Code Orange. Essential services only, no visitors except in the direst circumstances, all staff wearing masks and gloves and gowns. Beyond the hospital walls, thousands of people are in quarantine, asked and sometimes ordered to stay at home for 10 days after possible exposure to SARS. There's fierce debate about the restrictions. Carolyn Abraham has been reporting on SARS for the Toronto Globe and Mail. She cites the anguish of one hospice physician.
He talks about the irrevocable damage that's being done when, you know, very elderly or very sick people are essentially being left alone without visitors for days and days on end. So this is certainly hitting people on a number of levels.
Some report cancer patients who can't get chemotherapy and organ transplant patients whose surgery is on hold. Doctors worry that people with heart attack symptoms are afraid to seek care. Dr. Don Lowe of Mount Sinai Hospital shares these worries. He's at home in quarantine himself after being exposed to a colleague with SARS. But Lowe, whose specialty is infectious disease, has no doubt that SARS justifies these draconian public health measures.
This is no small potatoes. To me, this is one of the most important things that's occurred in infectious disease, in at least in the last 20 years. This is more important than Hanta and West Nile and Legionnaires' disease because those diseases, we know where their source is and the human host is a dead end. You don't get transmissibility from person to person.
Whereas in its most infectious stages, SARS can be transmitted between its victims and those immediately around them. All the Ontario cases can be traced to one man whose elderly mother carried SARS from Hong Kong. The son cared for her at home where she died.
He got a lot of viruses. He came down with severe pneumonia, and he himself, by the time that he was put into the observation unit at Scarborough Grace Hospital, was highly contagious, was very sick, and nobody had any idea of what this disease was.
Lowe thinks it was just by luck that the United States avoided a similar outbreak. By the time cases popped up in this country, the health system was on alert. So the 115 cases of SARS south of the border are scattered in nearly 30 states, with no epidemic like Toronto's. No one knows when Toronto will return to normal.
I think we're looking at least a couple of weeks. I think we'll feel better maybe in 4 or 5 days if we see cases coming down. But, you know, we've got a couple of tough weeks ahead of us.
Health officials think they'll have to wait 10 to 20 days after the last reported case to sound the all clear. Richard Knox, NPR News.